From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Presidential candidate Rick Santorum outlined his new flat tax plan in front of the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. The former Pennsylvania senator also criticized his own party for not connecting with poor and working-class voters. Santorum surprised many 4 years ago by running a fairly threadbare campaign and riding grassroots enthusiasm to a win in the Iowa caucuses. He had broad conservative evangelical support to thank for that. This time around, though, he's polling poorly in the crowded race. At the Fort Worth Club, 100 people were ready to hear Santorum's pitch. They were mostly older and white, save for a table of 7th graders in red cardigans and a handful of teens from Denton.
I appreciate the opportunity to be back here in Fort Worth, and I want to thank...
With the ease and conviction of a seasoned campaigner, Santorum said the GOP hasn't done a good job grappling with the problems poor and working-class people have to deal with. He folded his message into 3 easy-to-remember principles: strengthen the family, reward and dignify work, and put the free back in free market.
You have workers whose wages have flatlined, good-paying jobs have moved overseas, and they don't see a way up. And then you have small businesses who are thwarted by government regulation and oppressive taxes, and they don't see a way in.
The tax plan he rolled out was equally straightforward. Everyone, including businesses, would pay a 20% income tax rate. In his plan, everyone would get a $2,700 income tax credit, and the only deductions left on the books would be for charitable giving and mortgage interest. America's tax code reduced from a few million words to just a few sentences.
My plan is the first and only truly flat tax. Our plan will stop tinkering once and for all and explode the code.
Santorum said it would add $1.1 trillion to the deficit on its own. He thinks he can pay for it all by repealing the Affordable Care Act. The simplicity of that message appealed to Emil Freeberg from Fort Worth.
Explanation of flat tax, I think, was best I've heard. Had more logic to it, and I've thought that it's something we needed for a long time.
Linda Bush of Fort Worth wasn't a Santorum voter 4 years ago, but she says his focus on the family won her over.
I like his ideas, and I like what he had to say.
12-year-old Citlali Orozco and Trinity Crockett were part of a group from the World Languages Institute in Fort Worth. They're the Red Cardigan kids. They weren't so focused on Santorum's tax plan. Instead, his plan to reduce the number of immigrants entering the U.S. got them talking. They thought his plan would keep immigrant families apart.
If you leave your family in another country, it might be hard for you to
stay together or to like stay as one, because that's your family. You don't want to leave them, and you'll feel bad, and then you'll believe that it's your fault for leaving them instead of staying in the country that you were born in or you was raised in.
Santorum's proposals would have divided Shivani Shah's Indian-American family. The Democrat-leaning 17-year-old will be 18 come election time, and while some of his message worked for her, Shah says Santorum seems a bit out of touch with her multicultural generation.
There is a growing number of people like me coming to America that are participating in the workforce that will be our CEOs. I think that's important to remember.
Santorum will be back in North Texas this weekend for a candidates forum at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.